Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Fernando, your host. Let's go ahead and start it with a fast prayer. Lord, help us to honor you and to glorify your name today in our lives, Lord. Lord, like Jesus said, glorify thy name, Lord. Glorify your name in our lives, Lord, as it is so. O Lord, our Lord and God, be it done unto us according to thy word. The Lord will say to us, simple acceptance of my will is the key to divine revelation. It will result in both holiness and happiness. The way to the cross may be a way of sorrow, but at its foot the burdens of sins and earth desires are rolled away. The yoke of my acceptance of my Father's will in all things is adjusted to my servant's shoulders, and from that moment no burden irks or presses. But not only in the great decisions of life, accept and welcome my will. Try to see in each interruption, each task, however small, the same fulfillment of divine intent. Accept it. Say your thanks for it. Do so until this becomes a habit, and the resulting joy will transfigure and transform your life. Again, the acceptance of my Father's will in all things is adjusted to my servant's shoulders, and from that moment no burden irks or presses on. We count our blessings and rejoice we can move our toes in our ears. We rejoice in the forgiveness that God has taken all our burdens and sins and desires and rolled away. We accept the love treatment. We accept the compassion treatment. We accept the love of God, the great compassion that God has provided for us. In Revelation 3:20, behold, I, compassion, stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will eat with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. Again, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. See, my children, the knocking rests upon no merit of yours, though it is in response to the longing of your heart for me. Keep that listening ear. If any man will hear my voice, again, no work on your part. Only the ear bent to catch my tones and to hear the sound of my gentle knocking. Then listen. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will have compassion with him and he with me. What a feast! You'd think it would have been joy to have been present at the marriage feast of Cana in Galilee, or to have been one of my disciples in the upper room, seated with me at the Last Supper, or one of the two at Emmaus, or one of the few for whom I prepare that lakeside feast. But oh, at each of these feasts, God provided, and God companioned as they were, you could not have known the rapture you may know as you hear the knocking and the voice and opening. Bid me welcome to my feast. A feast of tenderness, compassion, a divine substance. Truly a love feast. Say yes to my love. Yes to the wonderment of my compassion, says the Lord. You are building up an unshakable faith. Be furnishing the quiet places of your soul now. Fill them with all that is harmonious and good, beautiful and enduring. Build in the Spirit now your home inside your chambers, and the waiting time will be well spent. Trusting to the end, you are ready to go on and on, trusting to the last hour. You must know and sense what you cannot see. You are ready, like my servant Abraham, to climb the very hill of sacrifice and go to the very last moment before you are to see my deliverance. The final test has come to all who walk by faith. You must rely on me alone. Look to the hills from where comes your help. Your help comes to the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Look to no other arm. Look for no other help. Put your hope in the Lord. Trust in the spirit forces of the unseen, in the power of good, not in those you see. Trust and fear not. Yes, you are kept by the power of God. Is a promise, the Holy Ghost promise, and an assurance that holds joy and beauty for the believing, receptive soul. The keeping that means security, safety is wonderful. There is, too, the keeping that implies life, freshness, purity. The being kept unspotted from the world. Then there is the keeping that I ensure to those of whom I speak as the salt of the earth. You are salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savior, it is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. This is where you must thank God. Thank God for the salt that you have left. Bring to him the little salt that you have, and he will multiply for the thousands to give it to the thousands. Give to the Lord the little salt. Only in very close contact with me, of giving me thanks, is the keeping power realized. That keeping power which maintains the salt at its freshness and best, and also preserves from corruption that portion of the world in which I place its surroundings. What a work! Not by activity in this case, but simply by its existing, by its quality of praise and worship. Worship me, as in the Psalms. Praise me, and I will be close to you. My presence will go with you. My common sense will be at your side. The way of conquest over the material, the temporal, which all my disciples should know, is learned by the conquest of the physical self-life in each of you. To seek in all things to conquer, take this as a very definite guidance. Circumstances are adverse. Temporal power as money need to be forthcoming. Then seek daily more and more to obtain this self-conquest. And you are gaining surely, though you may not see it, the conquest over the temporal forces and powers. Unemployment will cease if man realizes, if he has not the work, let him make himself a conquering force, beginning with the conquest of all evil in himself, then in his home, then and all around him. He will have become a force that will be needed and must be employed. There are no idle hours in my kingdom. Waiting might seem a time of inactivity as far as the other world is concerned, but it can and should be a time of great activity in the inner life and in the surrounding material plane. Believing utterly, love can bear nothing less. I, the Lord, am so often wounded in the house of my friends. Do you think the spitting and scorn of my enemies, the mocking and reviling hurt me? No. My friends, they all forsook and fled. I know not the man. They said, they left their scars in me. So now it is not the unbelief of my enemies that hurts, but that my friends who love and know me can now walk all the way with me and doubt my power to do all that I have said. Thank God for the love. Thank God for the inclining. Thank God for the compassion and the joy my Holy Spirit has rested upon your hearts. This will grow. If temptation comes, thank God for the temptation, and you capture it, and it will be arrested. Bad habits, thank God for the bad habits. They will be arrested. They cannot stand in my presence. When you thank me for something bad, it is diminished. Application after application through the Holy Spirit, bad habits will be diminished. And holy, holy, holy habits will be implemented. Overwhelming victory will be yours in Christ Jesus, who loves you, who's the motor inside your heart. I see the loving striving, not the defects. I see the conquest of your particular battle. I count it victory, a glad victory. I do not compare it with the strenuous campaigns of my great saints. For you it is victory, and the angels rejoice, and your dear ones rejoice as much as any conquest noted. Rejoice over my heaven. My children, count the days of conquest as very blessed days. Remember, you are a force greater than anything in the world, the procession of the Church of Christ, blood-bought by my blood, conquest, marching throughout the world, the veins of the body of Christ, the blood washed and cleansed army of the Lord, singing songs unto me, praising the victor song. Overwhelming victory is yours through Christ Jesus. The procession of the saints, banners flying, people rejoicing, picking up other saints, picking up the army of God throughout the world. The parade of the Church of God, rejoicing. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. O Lord, we know that all is well, you say. We trust thee for all, you say. We love thee increasingly, we say. We bow to thy will as a little child, pray on your knees. And your reward will be believing and joy for the day. Act as though your Father hears you. Act as though he walked right beside you in tender compassion. And it will be so. Be not as one who resigned to some heavy blow about to fall or the acceptance of some inedible decision. Be not as one who fears destruction or impending doom. Rejoice and give thanks for your feelings. But that's what they are. Learned feelings. Bow as a child bow in anticipation of a glad surprise. Full of love, being prepared for it by the one who loves it. You are loved, my child. Bow in such a way, just waiting to hear the loving word, to raise your head and see the glory and joy and wonder of your surprise. I gave my life for you. My love is there displayed to you. Breathe in deep. Take a clean breath, fresh air. Sense my presence. My presence will go before you.